Sisters Show. I am your host, Jared Amsch. With me, as always, is head coach Cole Bell. He is actually on his way. He'll be here in just a few minutes. But to open up our show today, we have a special guest. He's a freshman forward for the Ohio Bobcats. It's Andrew Sacca. Andrew, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, we're glad to have you tonight. You had a heck of a first couple of games to your season, so it's my pleasure to have you on the show. Let's get right into it. So against John Carroll, I'll give you the listeners a little bit of background information on Sacca. Against John Carroll, he scored 3 goals on the weekend. He had 1 in his debut, 2 in game number 2, and then against Toledo this past weekend, he had a goal and 3 assists, already registering 7 points on the season. Those are some pretty impressive numbers for a freshman. How do you feel having 2 weekends under your belt?
I feel good. I know that just 4 games into the season, so a lot more season to go. I just tried to keep it really simple first 2 weekends. I'm going to keep doing that.
Keep it simple is a bit of an understatement. 7 points. What was going through your mind going into your first weekend specifically? We're talking John Carroll now, where you registered 3 goals on the weekend, helped your team put up 2 wins to start the season. What was your mindset before getting on the ice for the first time in your college career?
Yeah, just do everything simple, you know, be my role, you know, on the team, do anything I can to help the team win.
Definitely. So when you came off the ice after your first game, you scored a goal. You know, how did you feel getting to put up a goal in your first game ever in your debut? That's got to be a pretty special moment.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool feeling. My parents are actually here. That was pretty cool.
That's awesome. You get to score in front of a home crowd, in front of your personal home crowd. That's pretty cool. Well, I want to get into a little bit of your background information, let the viewers and listeners get to kind of know you as a person also, as well as knowing you as a player. So you grew up in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you got into hockey and what kind of drew you to the sport?
Yeah, so when I was younger, my brother actually started playing. He actually started a little older, so he was like 10 years old when he started. But I actually started when I was like 6 or 7. I played out of actually Robert Morris University in Pittsburgh. One in Moon Township. That's where I first started playing, like, developmental hockey and all that. Then as I continued to play, and I tried out for Penn's Elite, AAA program in Pittsburgh. I played a few years there, and now I'm here at OU.
Awesome. And what brought you to OU? You mentioned that you kind of came up through the Robert Morris system. What made you decide to become a Bobcat instead of go to Robert Morris?
Yeah, so last year the coaches actually saw me play. They really liked the way I played and all that. So they gave me some information. They kept texting me and calling me, seeing where my head was at. And I came on a visit here. I loved it. I have a few friends that go here, that went here like before. So they told me great things, and I love it here. So I'm really happy I came.
What's been your favorite things about being a student at OU, hockey or outside of the ring?
Hockey. I gotta say hockey. I love to play. I love to play the games from the crowd. Awesome feeling.
For sure. And when you're not playing hockey, what do you enjoy to do at college? What are your favorite parts of Athens?
I made a lot of friends here. I made a lot of friends. We all hang out together. So the hockey team is very close. So we hang out. I hang out the most with them. You know, we just go hang out places. Nothing too crazy.
Definitely. You guys, I'm sure, spend a lot of time on the ice getting better in practice. This year's looking like a pretty special team.
Yeah, we look good. We look good so far. You know, only 4 games in, so a long season to get. If we keep it up, we should be good.
Of course. And obviously, other than 2 more wins, what are your personal goals going into this week? Is conference play finally? You're playing Robert Morris of Illinois, not the same Robert Morris you came up with. But what are your personal goals for this weekend?
Just keep it simple. They're going to be a very good team. You know, they're going to be physical. They're going to hit. Just keep the right mindset. Just stay with the goal.
Awesome. Well, we will be looking for your name on the score sheet to add to your already impressive stats. You've got 4 goals, 3 assists. We'll be looking for some more this weekend. Well, thank you, Andrew. We are going to take a quick commercial break, and I will be joined by my friend and yours, head coach Cole Bell. We're going to chop it up, talk a little bit about this past weekend. Look forward to the next weekend. Don't go anywhere. This is the Ohio Hockey Coaches Show right here on Power 105. Hockey Coaches Show, I'm your host, Jared Emsch, and joining me now is head coach Cole Bell. Cole, how you doing?
Doing fantastic, Jared.
Glad to hear it. And I'm sure you are feeling pretty good after this past weekend. The Bobcats, if you are not aware, had a massive weekend against the University of Toledo. The Rockets stood no chance. Ohio outscored them 20-4 on the weekend with 2 wins, 10-3 and 10-1. I mean, what can you even say about that score margin?
Yeah, I mean, can a coach ever complain by when you put up 20 goals in two games? But, you know, more than just that, I saw a lot of good things and a lot of improvements over our games against John Carroll. The guys really put in a hard week of work. It was good to see them rewarded on the weekend there with 20 goals and a lot of success.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of success, and it started very quickly Friday night. Within the first 5 minutes of the game, Ohio led 3-0. We actually had some technical difficulties with the broadcast. For those of you who don't know, I am the play-by-play announcer for Bobcat Productions Presents Ohio Hockey, so I'm in the arena every Friday and Saturday night for the games, and we had some technical difficulties for the first couple of minutes of our broadcast. We didn't have audio. So we actually fixed it 6 minutes into the game, and we already had missed 3 goals. It was quite a start. What can you say about the speed and strength that your team just flew out of the starting gates with?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time talking about how we want to be the ones that dictate the pace of play and kind of be in the driver's seat the entire game and make other teams have to make adjustments to us. And you know, a big part of that is the way you start. You know, we have to establish those terms early and often. And, you know, I think you've seen some quick starts out of us the previous 4 games, and I think that's a big reason why.
Yeah, definitely. I couldn't agree more. And along with that quick start, in the first period, you guys led 3-0 very fast. And then we saw play kind of slow down a little bit, and Toledo kind of found their footing. They got a goal toward the end of the first period. And then in the second period, we saw the same thing from Ohio. Is a quick start, some more goals. I believe you guys led 6-0 by the midway point of the second period. And then Toledo came back and scored 2 more toward the end of the second period.
Yeah. It's something we talked about all week, and especially going into the weekend, is we wanted to put 60 minutes together.
Right.
We feel like that wasn't something we did against John Carroll. We played very well in chunks of the game, but didn't put a complete game together. And we want to be a consistent hockey team. And, you know, I think, especially on Friday, jumping out to a quick lead like that, you know, it's kind of human nature almost where you're going to take the foot off the gas a little bit. It's something that we talked about and you try to avoid, but isn't always possible. It's just kind of, you know, sinks in a little bit.
Right.
So they got a little bit of a pushback in the first, but I think that's, you know, attributed to the hot start in the second is we knew we wanted to play a complete game. We knew we wanted to get back on top, be back in the driver's seat. So you saw a big push out of us to start the second period there.
Yeah, definitely. And we saw a similar third period Friday night as we did Saturday. We saw the Bobcats kind of lead the entire period and then toward the very end of the game put up some last-second goals. On Friday night, they came in the final 4 minutes of the game. Saturday came in the final 3. So is that more of a better look into the 60 minutes of hockey? You were saying you wanted a full 60 minutes out of your guys. They had couple minutes in the second period, arguably a couple minutes in the first that they didn't, you know, play to their full potential. But in the third, that was a full 20 minutes of hockey both nights. Would you agree, or am I seeing it differently?
No, I would agree. The guys really fought hard the entire time. And, you know, I think for a few reasons you see some big outputs in the third. One, we talk about, you know, we want to make sure we keep our foot on the gas. We don't care what the score is. We want to continue to do things the right way. You know, whether we're up a few, down a few, anything in between, you know, we want to remain in the driver's seat and learn how to finish teams off and finish off a lead. You know, if we go into the third period with a lead, we need to find a way to win that game. And I think that's a little bit of what you saw. And the other part is, you know, just simply the fact that I think we probably had more left in the tank at the end of the game than the other team.
Definitely.
You know, we spent a lot of time working on the conditioning and training camp and making sure these guys are in shape and ready for a long season. And you know, they've been looking really good. And I think when you get down to the end of the game, you saw us with still plenty left in the tank to play at full speed and push the pace. And you know, maybe some other teams had a hard time keeping up with that.
Yeah, that was definitely something you emphasized to me. The first week we talked before John Carroll and after was you really were wanting your guys to play physical. You want to play fast. And you even said it tonight. You want your guys to kind of dictate the way that the game goes and control it. And that's definitely a way that you guys did that this weekend, for sure. So I want to jump over to Saturday night game a little bit. That was another dominant performance, 10-1 that time, and John Carroll. Toledo's one goal came very late in the game, kind of on a dirty, penalties, but kind of just a messy play there to take away the shutout. But other than that, I felt that I saw just about 60 minutes of a very electric hockey team. What was your assessment of your team's play that night?
Yeah, I think Saturday night was probably our best game yet. Mm-hmm. Not just because of what the score ended up being, but, you know, I think we got to that point by the way we played. We didn't just, you know, back into a 10-1 victory. You know, I think we earned every bit of that by playing the right way and doing all the things that we talked about during the week and adjustments after Friday night and all these types of things. You know, and unfortunately, we couldn't get Jimmy the shutout there on Saturday. He played really well and probably deserved it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was a full 60 minutes by the team and you know, just a good example of what's going to be necessary in the long term throughout the rest of the year that for us to continue to have that kind of success.
Yeah, and you mentioned that Jimmy Thomas wasn't able to get that shutout. That shutout has been elusive to him in the first four games. And last year, Jimmy Thomas tied the single season record at Ohio for most shutouts in a season. Are you a little worried right now with Jimmy Thomas's play? We've seen him let an uncharacteristic amount of goals in the first couple games in. He doesn't have a shutout yet. What's your confidence level in your goalie right now?
It's probably the exact opposite of what you just made it seem like. He's a rock back there. And, you know, you go back to the John Carroll games, you know, it's very likely that some of those games and parts of those games could have been a lot closer and made things a lot more stressful for us. You know, he bailed us out with some huge and very timely saves.
He did stop quite a few breakaways on the John Carroll series, especially.
You know, we were still going through some adjustments as a team and trying to get comfortable in the new system. I know we talked about that last week, and, you know, we were able to get through that with the kind of success that we had because Jimmy was back there and you know, was a backstop for us. And you know, going into John Carroll, like, you know, he doesn't have a shutout. I don't know if I really care about that. You know, he's making the saves when he has to make them. You know, he's making some saves when he probably shouldn't be making them and coming out of nowhere and robbing the other team. So, you know, we're incredibly lucky to have him. And, you know, you talk to any coach anywhere, any analyst or anything around hockey, you have to have a good goalie to win. And
that's right.
He's a big reason why we're so confident in our potential for this year.
Yeah, definitely. Jimmy Thomas, a blessing to have in net for this program especially. And on the other side of the puck, back to talking about the high score margin, a lot of goals scored. Gianni Evangelisti got his hat trick. He had five goals this weekend. We talked a lot about him last weekend, just how great of a player. And we also saw Jake Schmissi.
Schmissi.
Couldn't remember how to pronounce that one for a second, but he didn't play against John Carroll, but he did against Toledo, and he scored 2 goals in his college debut on Friday night. What can you say about his performance in his college debut?
Yeah, it was fantastic. You know, I know we were missing him during the John Carroll game. He had some personal things he had to take care of and had to be away for the weekend. But he's a big body that skates really well, and he's got a finishing touch. And you know, we're very lucky to have him as well, just like anybody else. And you know, I think we saw glimpses of what he's going to bring all year this past weekend against Toledo.
Yeah, he's another one of those electric freshmen. We had one on earlier in the show, and Andrew Sacca. This freshman class just continues to amaze me, as I'm sure it does a lot of the fans. I'm sure it does for you, Coach, too, mm-hmm. as well. And one final player I want to talk about really quick is Tom Pokorny. He very much impressed me this weekend. We talked about how he had some issues against John Carroll. Mm-hmm. I didn't see a lot of those issues this week, and he had 2 extremely impressive goals where I've watched the replay of both of those quite a few times. I have no idea how he scored either one. They were both snipes. What can you say about his performance?
Yeah, he's a really solid player. I mean, you're right. We did talk to him a lot this past week about some of the extracurricular activities out there on the ice, and I think he understands the importance of you know, keeping him on the bench and keeping him on the ice as much as possible, and not in the penalty box. And you know, he's a rock solid player for us. He's one of those that could pop off at any time. You know, he's going to play a solid, consistent game. You might not notice him too much, you know, for large periods of the game, large chunks of the game. I mean that in a good way. You know, he's not doing anything wrong. He's just out there getting his job done. And then, you know, out of nowhere, you give him just a little bit of a break or get him, you know, fired up just a little bit, and he's going to come and make something out of nothing when you least expect it. And it's a fun guy to watch because you never know when he's going to start creating out there. And it's sometimes catch myself on the bench just like being a spectator with him and with some other guys too, where you're just like, holy cow, how did they just do that?
Right.
You know, how did they get out of that one? So, it's fun to watch him for sure.
Definitely. Well, we will be back in just a moment to talk about this upcoming weekend and break down a few more things about how this past weekend went. But don't go anywhere. This is the Ohio Hockey Coaches Show on Power 105.
What's happening, Southeast Ohio? It's DJ A-Rock. I want to let you know about
the Hockey Coaches Show. I'm Jared Emsch. With me, as always, is Cole Bell. And we are moving on in just a moment to this upcoming weekend for Ohio. They're going to be playing the Robert Morris Eagles from Illinois. But before we do that, I wanted to talk briefly about the two games against Toledo. Ohio had quite a few power plays. They scored on almost every single one. They had 4 power play goals. All 4 came within 1 minute of the power play starting. Coach, we talked a lot last week about how Ohio's big strength and where you guys can really take a hold of games is in the special teams. And that was 100% the case this weekend.
Yeah, you know, this can turn into a pretty big special teams league where you spend large portions of every game either down a man or up a man. So it's definitely something we spend a lot of time talking about. And, you know, there's nothing better than a timely power play goal to get you going, fire a team up, you know, get you guys over the hump for the game. And, you know, even if they don't score, power play can be a huge momentum boost. If they're just down there and they're getting chance after chance and controlling the puck, you know, the puck doesn't necessarily have to go in the net for it to have an effect on the bench. So we know the importance of that, and we know the importance of killing off penalties as well. And you know, it's good to see some of those get cashed in and capitalized on this past weekend.
Yeah, definitely. And we saw penalties were a little bit of an issue this weekend, but definitely not as big as John Carroll weekend. So that is definitely a step in the right direction, but there were still a few 10-minute game misconduct penalties. What's been the talk this week in practice regarding those penalties?
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's just those things happen. We generally talk to the players after the game or you know, whenever we get a chance. And it's just not so much addressing that issue specifically or with that player specifically, but we want to make sure our entire squad has the mindset that, you know, we have a job to do and you got to take those shots. You know, I know it can be frustrating. Some of these teams, some of these players that we're going to see will, you know, you'll get shots in the head, you'll get, you know, things up high, dirty things behind the play. And we just got to find a way to deal with it, really, honestly. There's no better way to put it. It's going to happen. And, you know, you need to make the conscious decision that, you know, instead of retaliating, just not going down to man and staying engaged in the play is the more important thing to do. And, you know, I think that's going to be something that is important against Robert Morris. They're definitely one of those teams that's physical, can get a little chippy at times.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to keep focused, stay composed, and just kind of play right through it. And hopefully at the end of the weekend, we'll get to shake their hands and wish them a nice long bus ride home.
That's right. And you said it perfectly. You got to put the team ahead of yourself. Simple as that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, these things are going to happen. If you were tripped, if you were hooked and you felt like it took away a scoring chance, you know, no rest perfect. And they're going to miss some things. And I'm sure, you know, each player and myself as a stand behind the bench is a little biased to our own point of view a little bit. So just kind of roll with the punches and find a way to turn that situation into an advantageous one for us.
Definitely. Well, we're going to move on to talk about this upcoming weekend. Like I mentioned, Ohio will be playing Robert Morris of Illinois, the Eagles. They will be here in Bird Arena Friday and Saturday night. Puck drop is at 7:30. Doors open to Bird Arena at 6:45. You can get your tickets online at OhioBobcatHockey.com or on the Facebook page. There's also a link, and tickets are also available at the ticket window here at Bird Arena. You can get them on game day. So we will see you here for the action. It's going to be a fun one. It's conference play finally, which is very, very exciting. And this series especially has been very fun historically. Ohio leads the series all time 16-14-1. It's very, very close. The last time these two teams played was last season in the spring in Robert Morris. Robert Morris took both wins, both by a score of 4-3, and both in overtime. So those are very close games. And then in the last fall, when Robert Morris was here in Bird Arena, Ohio took both wins, 3-1 and 4-0. So definitely Ohio had what you could perceive as a little bit of an edge. Even their two losses were very, very close, and they were away. So you could attribute, you know, home ice advantage
sure.
to that, but
sure.
This is definitely a difficult opponent, specifically for the Bobcats historically.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if we've put too much stock into that. I think the only time that's really come up is, you know, chatting with the guys. We're going over some video today, getting ready for the weekend, and, you know, a couple had said that last year, Robert Morris won because Ohio had gotten into penalty trouble. You know, we were talking about penalties and making sure we stay disciplined and preparing ourselves to take some cheap shots throughout the weekend. But, you know, what's happened in the past is the past. They're a completely different team. We're a completely different team this year.
Right.
And, you know, I'm looking forward to this matchup.
Yeah, definitely. And the final thing I want to talk about in our last couple minutes together about Robert Morris is their goaltending situation. We have seen Robert Morris use two goalies this year, Chris Mallon and Daryl Smith. Both Mallon has a 1-2 record this season. Smith has a 1-0 record. Is it difficult to prepare to play a team that uses two goalies when you're not totally sure, you know, who you're going to be seeing in net? How do you prepare for that?
you know, I don't think anything really changes. You still want to accomplish the same things no matter
right.
who's in net. You still want to get traffic. You still want to be buzzing around the crease and make life very difficult for them. You know, you always want to work to get high-quality scoring chances. So all these things are the same no matter what goalie's in net or even what team we're playing. So, you know, we focus a lot on that. And obviously we have some offensively talented players on our team. And you know, we talk a lot about how to create scoring chances and how to get pucks in the back of the net. And I think those same lessons will apply this weekend just like they have the past two and just like they will for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and you have offensive guns out there on the ice. Tyler Harkins now, after two weekends, four games, has 19 points. He's averaging almost 5 points a game, which is just ridiculous. Gianni Evangelisti is behind him with 12, and Andrew Sacka, who was here earlier, has 7. Houston also has 10. So definitely an electric offense this season. You're not going to want to miss this series. It's going to be a fun one, especially with this year's Ohio hockey team. I am so excited to see what happens this weekend and beyond. It's just, this is a fun team to watch.
Yeah, we like to have fun out on the ice. We like to push the pace. And you know, I think for fans, I know when I'm watching hockey, it's always funner the faster the game gets and the more skill that's on the ice.
Yeah, it's the fastest sport on 2 feet.
There you go.
It is.
There you go. That's all you need to know, I guess.
That is.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that will about do it for us. For my friend and colleague, Coach Cole Bell, I am Jared Emsch. This has been the Ohio Hockey Coaches Show. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have. We'll see you back here, same time, same place. And we will also see you this weekend for the series against Robert Morris. But until then, we will be signing off. Good night and enjoy your week. This has been the Ohio Hockey Coaches Show on Power 105.